Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. As you can hear, I am losing my voice, so I'm probably going to have to make this pretty fast today, but I just want to thank everybody for being here. Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast. My name is Evelyn Knight. For those of you who are new to me, you can learn more about me on all my social medias. I have plenty of information, so I'm not going to waste your time with that today. And I'm also going to preserve my voice. So most of you who are in my audience know that I just did a TED Talk last week. It's my second TED Talk, but it's my first live in person. The first one I did was still kind of in the land of COVID, so it was virtual, which I found to be so much easier. It's kind of funny. When I was getting ready for this second TED Talk, I kept thinking, oh, this is a piece of cake. It's my second one. Yeah, I've already done it. Then I realized the first one I did in my studio, this one is live in front of an audience. So different. It was so different. It was quite the experience, but it also led me to what I want to talk about today. And that is really the feeling of being an imposter. And this is a subject I've talked about before. I've done a whole episode on imposter syndrome, which is basically the feeling of like you're not enough, like you don't deserve to be where you are, or you might even have the feeling that people are going to find you out eventually. And I'm actually going to look up the actual definition of imposter syndrome really quick for you. But it's kind of like feeling that someone is going to find you out. Like they're going to figure out that you don't deserve to be where you are. Let's see. The imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experienced. It's feeling not experiencing success internally. So that's in your mind, despite being high performing in external objective ways. This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud, a phony, and doubting their abilities. And that's from betterup.com. So it's I'm actually going to read Psychology Today's definition. Imposter syndrome is that gnawing feeling of self-doubt, incompetence, coupled with dread of being exposed as a fraud. It's feeling as if you're not as good as your colleagues. You're undeserving of your achievements. You're not competent enough or intelligent enough. So imposter syndrome is very real, and it's something I've struggled with my entire career. And for so many of you, this is surprising. It might surprise you that I really, really struggle with imposter syndrome. And it was very acute for me last week as I was doing my TED Talk. I was terrified. And it's kind of funny. I talk on stages all over the country, and I'm here with you every week, and I do so much. But my PR specialist, who actually helped get me the TED Talks that I've received, we were talking in a meeting one day, and she basically said, do you know that less than 1% of people who apply for a TED Talk get the talk? And I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, I knew there was prestige to getting a TED Talk, but I didn't know they were that hard to get. So when she said that, it just sent my imposter syndrome bells going crazy. It literally just set me off. And it made me so incredibly nervous that it kind of changed everything. Less than 1% of people who apply get accepted. And I thought, wow, I've only been applying for a couple months and I've already gotten two. That's crazy. I didn't know they were so hard to get into. So now I'm going with this in mind, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now I'm going to be speaking with people who they too were the 1% that got accepted. And I thought, I'm in this whole different arena. This isn't like early childhood education work, you know, an ECE, we're all kind of laid back. And it kind of surprises me sometimes, even still, where you go to see somebody speaking in ECE and they're wearing, you know, just jeans and a t-shirt. And I knew, okay, this is totally different than speaking in the early childhood education stage, speaking on a TED stage. I'm out there with a big fish. And I felt like a very small fish in a very big pond. And I literally just was terrified going in. I was so terrified that I got hives, like up my whole chest and through my face. And if you can see, I still have like just some residual, yep, you can really see it here, residual effects from the hives I got because I got so scared. And I just started feeling like, why did I get chosen? I literally kept asking myself that. If only 1% of applicants get chosen, why did I get chosen? Yes, Rose, imposter syndrome is huge. And I love to see you here, Rose. I miss seeing your beautiful face. But it's huge and it's so real. And I was terrified. And I thought, like, why did they choose me? I kept wondering over and over and I couldn't stop. Like, why me? Why am I worthy? Why did I get chosen? But then I started telling myself, oh my gosh, what if I'm not good enough? What if it's my content and what I'm speaking on, but me as a speaker, I'm not good enough. Oh my gosh, it's going to be awful. And like I said, I literally got myself so worked up that I had hives all over, like from here up. And thank God I know how to use makeup very well. I was able to cover it up for the TED Talk and nobody could tell. Thank goodness. So yes, imposter syndrome handicaps you. And I felt very handicapped during that time, but we went to the rehearsal and the first night of rehearsals, I looked around and there were people there who couldn't do the rehearsal. They literally broke down on stage and just crumbled and they couldn't do the rehearsal. And, I don't think a single person got up there confidently. When you see TED Talks, when they're done, everybody just gets on stage. You know, I was going through YouTube watching all these TED Talks and they look so great. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And I'm like, just really psyching myself out. And so we've done a few Zoom rehearsals, which Zoom is so different because I'm in my own environment, you know, but now you're on the stage, you got the big TED letters and all the things. And I just was terrified, but so was everybody else. And that made me feel so much better. I thought, wait, they're as scared as I am. All of these people that I'm thinking are so high above me are just as scared as I am. And I came to a point where I realized they're just like me. They have the same fears I have. They feel the same way. And the way they were speaking to me, I realized a lot of these people think I'm the big fish and they're the small fish. And I came to realize that we were all in the same boat. And when I got up and I did my rehearsal speech, I killed it. I did awesome. And I knew I had done far better than many of the other speakers had done. Some speakers couldn't even get through. And I really started reasoning to myself. And I called it out for what it was. And I knew that I was just experiencing imposter syndrome at that moment. I knew that I really, really just, I was experiencing it for myself. And I kept thinking, I teach this stuff. I help people every day get over their imposter syndrome when it comes to being a leader in the ECE setting. And here I am caving to the same thing I teach. I had hives all over. I still have like residual effects from hives. I can't put on makeup because of the hives. And all because I was telling myself a story that wasn't true. See, our thoughts really lead us down these ugly pathways. And we tell ourselves these stories. We're not good enough. We can't. We're not worthy. There's people out there so much better than us. And we start believing those stories. So what I'm challenge you is when you get to that position, when you look around you and feel like you're not good enough, maybe you want to achieve a goal that you have not achieved yet because you're telling yourself you're not good enough or you're too scared. Well, yeah, I'm not like them. I'm not like the people who succeed in that area. I'm just not good enough. Ask yourself, what evidence is there to back that up? And that's something I had to ask myself as I looked around there in that room that day. I asked myself, what evidence do I have that I'm the small fish here in this big pond? What evidence is there that I'm not good enough or I'm not as good as these people? And as I watched the rehearsals and did my own, I realized there is no evidence. I am just as good, if not better, than a lot of these people. And I am good enough to be here on this stage. I did earn it. I'm a great speaker. So that brings me to another point. As I say that, a lot of people will say that I have a big ego. And I've been teased a lot for having an ego because I have a high self-worth. So why is it in our society? Why in our society do we tell people that having a high self-worth is being egotistical? Why is believing in yourself having an ego? Why do people look down on that? No wonder so many of us are suffering from imposter syndrome because we've been taught by society that we are not allowed to be proud of ourselves or pat ourselves on the back or own what we're great at. So instead, we tell ourselves we're not good enough. And so many of you may never accomplish what you truly want out of life because you're too afraid that you're not good enough. Part of what I talk about in my TED Talk is unspoken rules that society creates for us. There's these rules that we all play by and we all follow. And that's one of them, that you can't brag about yourself. You can't be proud of yourself. You can't see who you really are. And I really want you to think about that. There are things you're great at. And every single one of us would admit, oh yeah, of course there's things I'm wonderful at. Of course there's things I'm great at, right? But then when it's time for you to brag about yourself or give yourself credit for those things, even the word, me using the word bragging, it's giving you credit. It's not even bragging. It's who you are. And it is okay for you to be proud of who you are. It is okay. We need to stop listening to these society rules telling us that we cannot be proud of who we are. We cannot step into our greatness. We can't own it. Because when we don't own it, you all stand on the stage of life just like me, and we think we're not good enough. And it's all because society tells us we can't think we're good enough. Yes, Sandra says, it's sad that we have to keep everything to ourselves because people don't like to see others. Absolutely, Sandra. I love that people don't like to see others do good. I love that. You nailed it. And that's exactly what it is. Why does society create the rule that we can't brag about ourselves? Or that for me telling you, saying the words, I am a great speaker, I'm awesome at it. Why is that considered bragging? Why isn't that just me giving myself credit? If you said that to me, it would be okay. Sandra hit the nail on the head. It's because of other people's jealousy. People become jealous that they really feel like they don't have anything else to own, right? So they don't want to see you do great. So they tear you down. Remember, you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. So if you're around people who are tearing you down and who don't let you own your greatness, then find new people. Find new people. 95% of who you are can be a reflection of the people you're hanging around. You eat what they eat. You say what they say. you think the way they think. It spills into your mind. So who are you spending your time with? And are they not allowing you to be who you really are? Are they helping to push this imposter syndrome in you? Or are they helping you to grow and flourish and become who you truly are? Every single one of you has greatness inside you. And you are worthy and you are capable of so much. But people have planted thoughts in your head to make you think you're not. And it happens to each of us. I still go through it. I did last week. But at least now I know to question it. I know to question the paradigm. And by the way, paradigm is a belief. It's like a belief that's stuck in your head. It's something you believe about the world, right? And for me, the paradigm was that I had the belief that I'm not big enough. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm from this little tiny town in Nevada. How can I be this international success, right? How can I be able to lead people on a TED Talk stage? All of those things go through my mind. So that's a paradigm that I believe because I'm this small town Nevada girl, I can't do these things. But that's not true. It's a false paradigm, right? It's a paradigm I need to shift. And I was able to shift it. And so by the time I hit the stage for my TED Talk, I was able to just get in there and rock it. And the funniest part was that, thank God I was able to, because I probably would have crumbled. Right before I went on stage, there was a musician who went before me and he had some drums on stage. And with the transition from him going on and off stage, they lost the clicker to the slides. They couldn't find the clicker. So I couldn't move my slideshows. So normally when you go on as a speaker, you have a little clicker and you're moving the slides, right? So the lady in the back told me, okay, just do the motion with your hand. She said, so that we know, and we'll try to manually do it. Well, I did, and nothing was happening. So I thought, okay, I don't have my slides. That's okay. I can do this without my slides. Not a big deal. But then, I don't know, it was probably a quarter of the way through, I noticed that now they are using my slides and they're trying to figure out where I am. So I'm in the middle of my speech here. And at first I thought I was going to pretend like I clicked the slide and then nothing happened, right? So then I thought, okay, I don't have slides. That's okay. I'm just going to go with it. Then I'm in the middle of my speech again and I noticed they're trying. But what I'm saying doesn't match what's on the screen. So I'm like, oh, great. Oh, great. So I had to quickly just on the drop of a dime, I had to change everything. And I did it. And I did a good job of it. And everybody I spoke to, a lot of the people knew because a lot of my people had seen my speech. They'd seen the slides. So they knew where I was supposed to be. So they knew it was off. But the people who hadn't had no idea. And so when I was done too, the organizers came to me and thanked me for my professionalism, thanked me for my ability to be able to adapt so quickly and not only adapt quickly, but while I was standing on stage. So now what does the evidence show? The evidence in my mind before all of this happened told me I'm not good enough. I speak for early childhood education. I don't speak on big stages. I'm not good enough for this. But the evidence showed that I am, that I'm a great speaker. And I can own that. And you are great too at whatever. Every single one of us has a gift. What is your gift? Own it. Who cares if people think you're bragging? If it improves your life, and I guarantee you it will, when you own your personal gifts, and you really fly with them, you can actually do what you were called to do in this world. You can fulfill the calling for your life. But if you can't own your gifts, you're never going to fall into your calling. And so many of us get trapped in this belief of scarcity, where I'm just not good enough, right? Scarcity in mindset, a lot of times we think about it in money, but it's in everything in your life. You might think you have a scarcity of time, your health, your relationships, and even your abilities. So for those of you who are not familiar with this, a scarcity mindset is basically a mindset of lack. like you don't have enough. You might think that you don't have enough money and that there's not enough money in the world to ever get enough. For me, I know that there's more than enough money. There's an abundance of money. It never stops flowing and it never really ends. And it's easy to come by. It always comes and goes. It goes, but it always comes back. So when you have that kind of mindset, it becomes so much easier for you to come by money. For time is the same way. Time is never ending, right? So it's how we approach time. Now, time I have a major scarcity issue with, which I've been working on. That is something I'm currently working on in my life, is my scarcity of time mindset. But health is the same way. We choose how we see this. You can choose to be healthy, right? And now with your abilities, it's the same thing. Do you have a scarcity when it comes to your career? Like, this is all I can do. I'm really not worthy to do anymore. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough, that I'm not enough without something. That's a scarcity mindset. And that is really what leads to our imposter syndrome. So when you can let go of that scarcity and say, I am enough. I am smart enough. I am diligent enough. I can work hard enough and I will put the effort in. You will, because when it comes down to it, consistency over time is what will make you successful. I know so many things right now are like these overnight millionaires, but every overnight millionaire took 15 years to get there. It's the work that they did behind the scenes. And then, I mean, some of them 5, 7 years, whatever, but it takes years. And they did a ton of work. And yes, they might have gone from 0 to 1 million overnight. But what they're not showing you is the years worth of work that they put in to build to that launch pad, right? There's years worth of work. Consistency over time. You can't lose. But people give up too fast because of that feeling of unworthiness and scarcity. So my challenge to you this week is to really dive in and journal and ask yourself, where am I showing up with a scarcity mindset? Where do I feel like I'm not enough? What isn't enough in your life? And the second one is, where am I telling myself I'm not good enough? Where do I feel like I'm not worthy? Or do I compare myself to others and think, oh, well, I can't be like them? Because none of it's true. I guarantee it. And if this is something you would love help with, reach out to my team. My team is in the chat. We would love to come alongside you and help you. It's something we're just all very passionate about. I love nothing more than to see people just take off and grow and take charge of these things in their life and really just take off. Child care center owners, you deserve it. And the children deserve it even more. They deserve it. And they deserve you to show up as you, uninhibited, so that they can have the best life possible. Thank you so much for giving me your time today, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful week. And hopefully by next week this time, I'll have my voice completely back. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.